In one of my resources, I came across a person who said something. I remember Laurie mentioning one time when we were studying the lectionary readings. He says, "I don't know how to tie these together." And yet I saw something that tied the three scriptures for this Sunday together. And I've called it a passion for perseverance. You know, just hanging in there and getting things done. Going after what you want and need. Persevering in what you believe in. And I think one of the reasons the passage in Timothy is so meaningful to me and has been through the years is many years ago when I was young, like Timothy was a young preacher, Paul was trying to encourage him and give him some advice so he would hang in there. I've come back to this passage that was read this morning time and time and time again to remind me of my call to persevere. Even though I felt like quitting, even though I was frustrated, even though I wanted to give up, this passage has ministered to me for well over 30 years. The first thing Paul tells him to do is to continue in what you have learned and firmly believe. The things that you've learned from childhood, the things that you learn from growing up in a godly home with parents who not only loved you but loved God, who went to church, who set an example for you. Paul says, remember those things. They're a part of who you are. You're a part of a heritage. You're a part of something bigger than just you. You're a part of your family. And your family is a part of something bigger than just your family. And even the generations of your family that came before you, you're a part of the family of God. And that we are God's people. So to persevere, one of the things we need is to remember who we are and what we believe. Because when we get down, when we get discouraged, when we get frustrated, which we are learning in our study of the Psalms, the thing that helps us is to remember the great things God has done. To remember the times God has brought you through so much in your life. And you survived things you never thought you would survive. God was there, you persevered, and you came through, and you can do it again. There have been times in our nation when we wondered about who we are and what we were doing ever since it's been established. But we've persevered as Americans, and we've come through some times. Some of those times were ugly times. Times when we slaughtered almost a whole people of Native Americans. Our involvement in slavery. Our involvement in prejudice towards people of other colors and other races. I mean, all of American history is not limelight stuff. Just like everything in our lives is not always in the spotlight. But we persevere. We come through. We learn. We change. We correct. And we try to make a better world. This is what Paul was telling young Timothy about his ministry. So he told him, proclaim the message, be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable, convince, rebuke, encourage with the utmost patience and teaching. I like the RSV translation of that. It says, you know, preach the word in season and out of season. Whether it's popular or unpopular, stick with the Word of God. Because Paul has just told him that the Word of God is good for teaching, it's good for reproof or correction, it's good to put people back on the path and lead them to righteousness. And if we stay in the Word of God, we may be proficient and equipped to do the good kind of things that God wants us to do. We can't do that just relying on ourselves. You know, our Americans' myth of pull yourself up by the bootstrap and do it yourself is pretty much a myth. We need each other. We need people to help us. We need a community that cares about us. We need a town, a county where people care for one another and certain things for us to have a good quality of life. We can't just do that on our own. I remember back when John was 12 years old, we took a trip together. I had a workshop out in California in the San Francisco area, not too far from San Francisco, up in the hills, a monastery. And that was going to be a three-day workshop. And I decided I'd never been to California before. And all of us in my age bracket grew up on two things, westerns and beach movies and music. And Malibu and I can't even remember some of the shows, but you know, I just wanted to see California. And I also thought, you know, 12 years old is an important time in a boy's life. And I had one of those sons that didn't talk a whole lot. And the same conversation I could have in 30 minutes with my daughter might take 3 days with my son. You know, just a difference in personality. So we decided to have a week-long trip. And he went with me and stayed in the room and played on the grounds while I was in the workshop. We rented an economy car. We had shipped out an old trunk with camping equipment and sleeping bags and a little stove. We bought a styrofoam, can't even think, cooler, and bought things, put it in the back of the car. We took off and put about 3,600 miles on that car the rest of the week. And we traveled through Sacramento, up to Tahoe, came back down through the mountains, went into Death Valley, went through there. And in Death Valley, we went to a place where a guy built a castle out in the middle of nowhere. He wanted to live alone. He didn't want to be bothered by the world, so he built a castle in the middle of the desert. But you know, he needed help to build that castle. Even though he wanted to isolate himself from other people, he couldn't build that castle by himself. And that reminded me of, you know, John and I talking about, with our personalities, we sort of like the idea of having this castle way out there. Wouldn't want to have to try to build it, but it'd be nice to just move in. But you know, life's not that way. We have to live with people. We have to live in the world. We have to interact. We have to deal with the good stuff and the hard stuff that comes our way. And Paul tells us the only way to do that is our relationship with the Lord and our relationship with God's Word and persevering. A passion for perseverance. And he said, Timothy, if you're going to make it leading the church, you've got to hang in there. You've got to make a difference. Do these things. Preach the word with urgency in season and out of season. When it's popular or unpopular, stay on the word and I'll bless it. Sooner or later, I'll bless it. And sometimes I think, Lord, when are you going to do that? But God will bless it. Because he's in the business of changing things. He's in the business of multiplying. He's in the business of making a difference. Now, in the gospel reading that Peter shared with us, we heard about a woman who went to a judge. What you may not know about the judges in biblical days in Palestine is they were kind of dirty judges. They were robber judges. You got your case heard if you could pay them off. Not based on justice, not based on right or wrong. It was just how much cash you got. And this woman had no cash. She had no money for a payoff. This guy who cared nothing about God or man, only himself, finally gave in to the desires of this woman. Why? She had a passion for perseverance. She hung in there. And it says, this woman has worn me down. The literal translation says, this woman, before she gives me a black eye, before she beats me up. This guy gave in to a woman with no power, no money, not because he cared, not because he was good, not because it was any interest to him, but she was just beating him down with perseverance. How often do we give up on good things just because we don't persevere, because we don't hang in there? We give up so easily. There's a passage from Jeremiah in our reading today where God has been very patient and persevered with his people, but we just don't get the message. We break his law and break his heart time and time and time again. And God said, I'm going to plant a seed that's going to grow. And that seed is going to be the seed of Israel and Judah. And I'm going to watch over that seed of people, that seed of human beings. I'm going to watch over them, and I am going to let them grow into a new covenant. Because the old covenant's not working. The covenant I intended for good, they're just not getting the message. And he says, I am going to plant them and nurture them and protect them and watch over them until there is a new covenant. Jeremiah speaks to us these words. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. But this covenant that I will make with the house of Israel, after those days, says the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Well, you know, God started that new covenant in Jesus Christ. But I keep thinking, how long, Lord, before your word's written on people's hearts? How long, Lord, that we have to teach and teach and teach and teach? Where is the reality of that new covenant so it's so written on our hearts and lives that we don't need teachers and preachers anymore? We're so full of the presence of God, and the Holy Spirit is so vital and active in us. We don't need people in places of authority like that, because we are so grounded in this mighty God in Christ Jesus. And the word I hear again and again from Timothy is persevere. Hang in there. Teach, convince, exhort, rebuke, correct. And my new covenant will come to fulfillment one day. Have a passion for perseverance. And my covenant will one day be written on the hearts of everyone who loves me. So there will be no teachers among us, for we will all know deep in our beings the Word of God. We will all know the kinds of things we need to do in the community to make a difference, to change lives. we'll know how to change the world and make an impact in the world, because that covenant will one day be truly written on our hearts. But until then, brothers and sisters in Christ, we've got to have a passion to persevere until God multiplies His blessings in us, that we can be all that God called us, the church, to be together. May He bless us, and may we persevere. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this. Amen.